Well, we brought in this private members motion because we can see, and we've been advocating for a decriminalisation of the user of drugs for many years, because we can see how it's worked, like this whole criminal justice model, I suppose, and the so-called war on drugs isn't working. We can see that the rate of cocaine use is enormous and it's ever growing, and crack cocaine now is actually coming in to effect in a lot of our major cities as well. And so we think that this should be taken in all the hands of the criminal justice system, and, you know, and not be using up, I suppose, court time or guards time, but to invest that money into health and education so that anyone with problematic drug use, or anyone that is struggling or heading towards addiction, or anyone, I suppose, that is, you know, thinking about, or, you know, using drugs, that there should be a health and education model so that people aren't getting criminal convictions for, you know, and like particularly young people, I suppose, that are just starting off in their lives, and, you know, having a criminal conviction of possession of drugs could completely throw their lives into complete chaos around employment opportunities, travel. You know, so I just think we need to be realistic about drug use in Ireland, and we need to actually take an approach that works, like we've seen in somewhere like Portugal.
And do you think prosecuting people for possession has been effective up until now?
No, and I think we need to divert, like there's a lot of the courts that, you know, are taken up with, and Garda time taken up with people for possession for minor use, for, you know, possession for small amounts of drugs. And I think we need to divest that time. Garda use it, and better use it towards things like violent crime or serious crime, but that the money taken up with that should be used, I suppose, in, say, for long term funding for a lot of services on the ground as well, that they're reliant often at the moment it's ad hoc funding, but that they get multi annual funding, and I suppose to invest that money into health and education and support, rather than, you know, stigmatizing someone's drug use, is actually to have open and honest conversations about the use of drugs, use and misuse, I suppose, and to actually respond in a compassionate way rather than it all being, you know, directed towards criminal justice. And we can see, actually, statistics show that 75% of people in prison have an addiction, have a drug addiction, and 85% of women in prison. So they shouldn't be in prison. You know, it's not a criminal justice. It's people need a bit of support and compassion.